Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
He's done it again. My friend, Steven Crowder, oh, he's been a very naughty boy. He is in trouble now, and not just a little trouble, not just like YouTube gonna censor a couple things he says. He's in like permanently get banned from YouTube and lose his entire career and platform and voice kind of potential trouble. And I hate to say it, it's actually sort of our fault here at the Daily Wire. Steven, thank you for coming on.
Thank you for putting me in a fight for my life. I appreciate it.
So this, just to give a little context here, the Daily Wire, we have prided ourselves on making a business mostly out of silly clickbait headlines and, you know, just like 10 ways that we destroy the libs and stuff like that. But recently, we have, because the site has been very successful and we're very grateful to all of the members, we have invested in actual investigative journalism, which the right rarely does. We usually use the investigative journalism from the New York Times or the Washington Post, and then we try to take out all the bias and take out all the craziness. But we actually broke a story ourselves, which is that in Loudoun County, a girl was raped, allegedly, in a bathroom by a guy who sometimes wears a skirt. And the story here is obviously that these transgender bathroom policies are probably not the best idea. And further, the story is that the school covered it up and they denied it, but now even the Washington Post has to acknowledge it. You talked about this news story that actually happened in reality.
Yeah.
And now you don't get to be on YouTube because of it.
Pretty much. Yeah. And by the way, that I really do appreciate the work that you guys did. I did reach out to your senior, editors there. And I said, look, I need to have some kind of confirmation. I know you can't reveal all of this publicly because they are minors, but that the rape kit was conducted and that the police confirmed it. And so what I saw certainly seemed as though you guys had done your due diligence. So I don't know when you say allegedly when there's a rape kit. We did a full hour, just to be clear, for people who are wondering. We have a hard strike on the channel right now, so we cannot stream to YouTube. For people who are wondering where we are, of course, Mug Club, you know, we have merch at Fight Like Hell, Crowdershop.com. We're at Rumble, Apple, Spotify. We'll be back in a week. But what happened is we did an hour show on the Loudoun County story because it does get a little complicated when you understand the timeline and you're going, wait a second, there were two rapes? Yes, there were. Wait a second, the father was in trouble for complaining about the rape? Yes, he was. So we thought this was really a pivotal story. And sometimes people say, hey, don't get bothered with the culture wars. This is actually the most important subject of our time, and this kind of encapsulates it, and I'll explain why. We did that for about the hour show. Most of it was devoted to Loudoun County. That was on, when was that? Was that Thursday? Was that Tuesday, Wednesday?
This was just a couple of days ago.
This was Tuesday. Sorry. Yes. Okay. So the strike came from, I believe, a show last Thursday, but it came immediately after the Loudoun County show, which was poised to hit, you know, a million viewers within the day for the whole show. And what they struck us for was a story we covered last week where there were transgender individuals have been declaring in record numbers that they are females going into female prisons. And now in California, they have pregnancy protocols and a woman got impregnated in a California prison. And so the joke was on YouTube where we said, so hold on, transgender inmates, female brave and beautiful inmates, woman got pregnant, immaculate conception. And we did a sketch where the angel came to Mary and said, be not afraid, for she'll be assigned unto you. She said, a virgin birth. And he said, it was actually Alex Jones, who was the angel. He said, no, you'll be sexually assaulted by your transgender cellmate repeatedly. That was the joke. Now, there's a carve out on YouTube for comedy, to be clear. People need to understand this. Yeah. The joke was we never insinuated that they were anything other than a beautiful and brave female, which is, of course, absurd.
Right.
The language that came from the lawyer, though, it was immediately after the Loudoun story. But they said, we're going to hit you retroactively for this. The language said, you are not allowed to express, you know, violence against individuals, and said, or indicate or indicate that transgender individuals may pose a rape threat to women. That's game, set,
it's not
match.
They're not capable of doing it. They're physically incapable of ever, when Husky Hank walks into the women's bathroom, he is not physically capable of harming a woman, according to YouTube.
He's not. You can't talk about specific instances. And some people are saying, well, you should be able to speak about specific instances, but you shouldn't be able to voice the broad concern. I disagree. Let me explain to you why. There were over 100 parents, as you guys reported in Loudoun County, right, who said, oh, a rape. Oh, a second rape. We're concerned. Antenna up. And they wanted to protest this policy, saying, we believe that this poses a sexual assault threat to our young daughters, right? That's why the parents lined up. You can say that in the town square. You can say that in a municipal meeting. If you say that on YouTube, if you say that on Facebook, you're banned, you're gone. And here's the issue. I was speaking with Ben Shapiro about this. You could say male, of course, males pose a threat to female inmates or right. classmates, insert whatever here. The problem is the language game where now it's, you can't even say biological male is hate speech. All right, I'll use your term, transgender. You can't say that they could pose a threat to women because they're women. Well, what do? This literally makes it so nobody can oppose any policies. And here's the thing. We're doing some research now. It is terrifying. The amount of small channels that have covered your story or that have covered similar stories who are gone. I'm fortunate. I'm blessed. People have supported us with Mug Club. You have Daily Wire. But what about the people who never get a chance to grow? That's the issue. And this is their new policy from, by the way, the one solace I find is very, very expensive legal counsel who had to watch that entire episode and watch the sketch and do a write-up. So at least I have that.
That is a silver lining in a storm cloud. This to me seems like an acceleration of something that happened to me. It was either a week or two ago. I played a clip from the CDC director, Rochelle Walensky. And the CDC director in this clip says that the coronavirus can be spread by people who have the vaccine, right? Which is something that we all know that's obviously true. That's the argument for why the vaccinated people should wear the masks, is that they can still transmit the virus. I just quoted her. I had the scientific authority, one of the top three in the world, according to the liberal establishment. I just use her words. I was told that this was a violation of the YouTube policy because YouTube says you are not allowed to say that the vaccine does not prevent transmission of the virus, even if you're the director of the CDC. So that, obviously outrageous. This, an even greater acceleration of that, you are reporting on a very important news story that the left was suppressing, that the school was suppressing, that threatens young women and girls. And because of that, you could, hopefully you'll be back next week, but you could permanently lose your channel.
We absolutely could. And here's the thing. I want to be clear. They didn't say it's the Loudoun County story. They picked something that was a comedy sketch that was milder from the previous week. It happened immediately after the show. I mean, YouTube has been gunning for us for years because, you know, okay, we are the most watched conservative show on YouTube. We're the most watched conservative show in the demo of all time. It's not even close. The next closest second is Tucker Carlson. We do three times as much. I don't talk about these. The reason I talk about this right now is because this is an attack on people who watch the show. This is an attack from YouTube saying, no. We're going to autoplay Seth Meyers. No. This guy can't beat Colbert. Yeah. No. This is hate speech. They really don't want what we do to get out there. And the issue here is they have framed in language so much that it doesn't allow one side to speak. A genuine thought exercise for people out there. Let's say you're a parent. Okay, you are a parent and you want to express concern over a new transgender bathroom policy because two people were raped in Loudoun County. How do you express your concern over that policy online? With the rules they just set out, you cannot imply there is a rape threat. You can't do it. And so when people say, oh, it's a culture war thing, way more important than taxes.
Yes. Yeah, so obviously, this is the fight. I mean, if you're not going to fight this fight, then who cares? Who cares if you're going to like slightly reform the administrative state? It's not going to do anything. But it's not even as though we're just talking about online. You know, well, look, you can't voice your opinion on this public matter online, but you can do it offline. So what, I'm going to go get a bell and start swinging it in the village square? No, the public square in our society today is online. And specifically, it's on Google and YouTube, which is owned by Google, and it's on Facebook, and to a lesser degree, it's on Twitter. And that's it. And these oligarchs control the whole thing.
I love that slight to Twitter. It's true. I love that slight to Twitter. Jack Dorsey is always like, "Hey guys, what are you doing? Do you want to go get some shrimp fajitas?" And they're like, "Get it, Jack. Come on, go back to Castaway." It's not even close. If people look at the stock, it's not even close.
It's not. No. And so if you control speech in self-government in a republic, you control the whole thing. So right now, what are we supposed to do? I mean, I'm furious. I can yell about this until I am blue in the face, but we need to make these content decisions, and we have a little more breadth here because our platforms are bigger. As you say, the smaller channels that are they're just being snuffed out in the crib. So what are we supposed to do? If YouTube comes out and says, you're not allowed to say X, Y, and Z, do you try to twist your language? Do you go along? Do you take a brave, courageous stand and then get your channel shut down? What are we supposed to do?
I won't do it. And I'll tell you why I won't do it. I've never implied that all transgenders are rapists. I've never implied that all transgenders are a rape threat because I don't believe it. I've never implied it. I wouldn't say it. I've had transgender individuals on my show. A lot of times people are confused by how loving and kind I am to them and gracious as a host. And they go, oh, so you must not believe what you talk about with transgenders. No, I absolutely do. I also love you as a person, as we're supposed to show love through Christ. That's what we're supposed to reflect. But absolutely, biology is a real thing. And I won't go along with this language. We will fight it legally. We are continuing to stream on Rumble and on Mug Club, where we have people who support us. You know, a lot of the times people say, go and create your own platform. Well, it's not possible when they lock you out. Here's an experiment I want everyone to do, okay? Search for anything specific right now on YouTube. It used to be the reason for the protection, let's say for YouTube, it was a search engine, right? You search for something, you found it. This is true. This is a true story. I have this like town home that we're using for employees who come in and Airbnb. And I'm a coffee snob. So I was like, wait, the person can't use this whole pour over. Well, I'm not going to get a Keurig because I don't want to be one of those guys. My mom gave me a Nespresso machine. You're Italian, you know. So she gave me a Nespresso machine.
I love Nespresso.
Okay, well, I hate it, but you're like Olive Garden Italian, I guess. You should have a machine with dials and copper like Willy Wonka, but if you're doing Nespresso,
it's a never-ending bread bowl. Those endless breadsticks are delicious. I won't any.
That was Jesus's last miracle at the Last Supper was the never-ending salad bowl. So this just never ends. He's like, I'm Jesus. What do you think? So anyway, she gives me this Nespresso machine. I'm like, okay, how do I use this? I go and search on YouTube, Nespresso Pixie Machine. And I knew there was a danger because I was putting Pixie in the name, right? But I searched Nespresso Pixie Machine and two results come up and then a bunch of results of late night comedy, political stuff, other coffee, but nothing to do with Nespresso. Today on YouTube, it cannot be used as a search engine. It's not possible. It is entirely now a curation and they will hide behind the algorithms, but their algorithms are determined by policies that say, you can never even indicate that transgenders may pose a rape threat to women. So I'm talking about coffee. It doesn't matter. But what if someone types in Loudoun County rape? They might get two results of the truth. So when people say, go and build your own YouTube, go and build your own Twitter or Facebook, it's not possible because these entities are one and the same with government right now. They're more powerful than the Roman Empire. And so we have to do what you do and we do. Yeah. You have Daily Wire and you're also on YouTube because you want to reach people. And we have Mug Club. And listen, we will fight like hell on this. We always will. We'll fight it legally. We will fight it in the public square. And people who think that they aren't coming for you, look, this is you. Anyone who is watching right now, if you think that you have the right to say, I'm concerned for my daughter going into a changing room with a biological male, which, by the way, you're also not allowed to say now. They're considering that hate speech. They want a new term instead of biological male. If you are at home and you're saying, I want to voice my concern, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter is saying, you won't be able to, period. That's terrifying.
What I don't understand here is how they can say with a straight face that transgender individuals or but biological men, as opposed to what, psychological men or spiritual men, or I don't know, whatever jargon they want to use, how they can say that they don't pose any threat to women when they're in places where women are changing or, you know, otherwise sort of vulnerable. They don't pose any threat, zero. You're telling me, Google, that whether it's a man or you want to call him not a man or you want to call him whatever jargon you have, it's impossible for him to pose any kind of, what are you talking? I mean, that's just so indefensible. Yeah. So how do they get away with it?
Well, your first mistake, your premise is flawed. You said, how do they say it with a straight face? They say it with an angry lesbian face. Let's be honest. Those are the people who are saying this in Silicon Valley, and angry gay faces. Vastly overrepresented here where, look, they're going to have a transgender walkout at Netflix on October 20th. If we're talking about the demographics of the population, right, because now they want if black people make up 12% of the American population, they should make up at least 12% of the Oscars. They make up exponentially more compared to the population in Silicon Valley. They're going to walk out on Netflix. Yeah. First off, Eddie Murphy is going to be circling that walkout in a limo. I mean, that is just absolutely a perfect scenario for him. Probably Hugh Grant. A little bit going back to the 90s here. But yeah, they don't say it with a straight face. They're not trying to actually avoid people's feelings being hurt. There is absolutely a deliberate attempt to control language. And too many conservatives have conceded ground and say, oh, it's about the deficit. Listen, all of those things matter. Yeah. But if the idea of man and woman, I believe that's described in the Bible somewhere near the back, man and woman, if that ceases to be, I am not an alarmist. People know I've always been sort of what they say, a happy warrior, silver lining. If we cease to have man and woman, there will be no country left. There is no more Western civilization. And look, absolutely there should be no hate speech. And I don't want to use the term hate speech. Absolutely, you shouldn't walk up to a transgender individual and chastise them or treat them any more poorly than you would anybody else. You should love them. You should treat them with respect. I believe that a lot of these people, especially when you look at a 42% attempted suicide rate, and the post-operative status is not any better. We just talked about the Ministry of Justice in the UK. 59% of male to female transgender inmates have committed sexual assault. 59%. Only males there, it's 16%. Biological females, it's 3%. So the numbers are off the charts. If you look at this, I do think that there's a group of people in need of love and help. But how do you love and help someone if there's a 60% sexual assault rate? Ministry of Justice, UK, we have our references available on the website, in prison. How do you help them if you don't say, look, there's something here that maybe isn't working. We need to correct. You can't do it.
Well, just, you know, we talk about these sort of statistics, and a lot of these I actually hadn't heard before. So it's, you know,
this is Ministry of Justice in the UK. It's a specific prison study, and it shocked me.
Yes. No. And so that's all very important. There's also this ontological issue, which is men are not women. Men who think that they're women are delusional, and they should be corrected. And it's not compassionate to allow them to live in lies, and it's not compassionate to force society to indulge those kinds of delusions. And this is common sense, and everyone agreed with it until about 5 minutes ago. And you're not allowed to say that anymore. And YouTube is enforcing it to varying degrees on different people. And right now you're in the hot seat. So then the question to me is, let's say that they just finally had enough of you, Mr. Crowder, and you've pissed them off one too many times. What happens? Is that the end of Louder with Crowder? Does it mean you're not going to have a show anymore? Does it mean you're not? What does it look like if they actually pull the hammer?
We're still streaming. To give you an idea, we were streaming. And of course, there are larger numbers on YouTube, where there used to be way larger numbers because people would find us through the algorithms. That's not possible. But yesterday we were streaming the show off of YouTube, and we still had over 64,000 live viewers at any given second, which, you know, turns to a rolling average, which will be in the high six figures or in the million range without YouTube. So although it's really important to me to reach the unreached, you know, our average viewer is a 28-year-old male or woman, and that doesn't happen. YouTube right now is saying over a million 20-something-year-olds are tuning in every show for over 40 minutes. Whoa, we've never had that. It's okay when they're off on Fox News and they're selling gold and Tom Selleck's telling you this isn't my first rodeo to try and steal your home, right? They're okay with that. They're not okay with these messages getting out right now. People like you, people like Ben, people like myself, reaching a new audience. And by the way, doing it in a way that is not only accurate, but fun. Look, this is a comedy show. I'm a comedian. I'm probably going to start touring again with Dave Landau once I'm no longer exhausted with lawsuits. But we are so meticulous because we know we're in the hot seat with references and sourcing. I don't know that there's any other program out there who provides every single reference from on air in a very formatted way on a website so that everyone can peruse them. And 90% of them are completely neutral sources like PubMed, or they're coming from polls like Zogby. And if we use a biased source, we use a liberal source. We make it all publicly available. As a matter of fact, we've seen a huge website increase just from people going and clicking through the references, which is what I want them to do. I want people to read more. I want our show to be an hour, and I want them to spend 2, 3, 4 hours researching for themselves. Meanwhile, shows that lie. Jimmy Kimmel, did you see that? Jimmy Kimmel unironically used Media Matters and Slate as a source. And there's no problem with it. And he wasn't making a joke. I mean, I don't need to specify.
It's been a long time.
redundant, not Jimmy Kimmel not making a joke, redundant. It's like a jumbo shrimp. But he didn't make a joke. He was making a point from Media Matters. Look, people out there, this is if you watch Michael Knowles, you watch Ben Shapiro, they are coming for you, even if your children are being raped. And I don't mean Me Too, someone, or even Chris Cuomo grabbing someone's ass in front of her husband, which, by the way, I don't know why that husband didn't beat the tar out of Chris Cuomo. I am talking about forcible rape verified by a kit and then done again. And if you are a parent, you are the one who will be vilified for expressing concern. Look behind you, people. That's the Orwellian line. And I mean it.
It's like that meme from the Trump 2020 campaign. It's the best meme of the whole campaign, where it's this, that picture of Trump, and he says, "They're not coming for me, they're coming for you, and I just happen to be in the way." And that's what's happening. And it's not just for the smaller creators on YouTube, it's for any parent who wants to speak out against these preposterous policies. It's for any ordinary American who doesn't like the way the ruling class is governing. And it's to this point you made, Stephen, it's about the discovery. I agree. If YouTube brings the hammer down, you'll be fine, and you're going to keep your 100% of your audience. And you might even grow the audience a little bit because it would be a news story. But you are not going to have access to the growth of the audience that everyone else is going to have access to with new people discovering this stuff. It will be siloed. It will be ghettoized. It will be ostracized from society, which is, I think, the long game here for the left, which is why I'm glad you're making a little bit of a ruckus on this.
It's mental warfare, Michael. It's mental warfare. You know, it's the Nazis saying, and I'm not saying that YouTube are Nazis, but when the Nazis would say, "All is lost, we have taken your bases," right? They would go out and pump it through. All of these small channels out there, all of these smaller creators who are influenced. Look, there's a term in comedy, like, "Oh, that guy's a Dave Attell baby. That guy's a Mitch Hedberg baby," meaning a comedian who came up in that generation was influenced. There's a Ben Shapiro baby. There's a Michael Knowles baby. There's certainly a Crowder baby, because I've been here since 2009 when there were no conservatives. They're coming up. And if the leaders get taken, if the leaders get picked off, or just influences, I don't consider myself a leader, that demoralizes them. What chance does the kid with 10,000 subscribers have? That is what they are doing right now. They're trying to pick off the generals. And they're coming not just for content creators. They are coming for parents. They are coming for daughters. Listen, if you are a woman in 2021, you're going to have to shut up and take it on the chin. That's what they're saying.
Right, right. It's blunt, and it's offensive, and it's outrageous, and it's obviously true. Stephen, we got to leave it there. Keep me posted. We're going to stop doing journalism now at the Daily Wire so we don't keep getting you in trouble. We're going to stop reporting on any actual facts and relevant news stories, at least for what? We have to at least stop it for a week so they don't axe you completely. But everyone, if you have not done it already, this should be the wake-up call. Go do it. Head on over to Mug Club. Go head on over to any channel, any alternative channel that is going to allow you to continue to see Mr. Crowder's content, because we can't rely on the big entities here. They are turning their attention on the voices that they think are the most dangerous to the liberal narrative. And at the moment, that happens to be Mr. Stephen Crowder. Thank you, sir. See you next time.
Thank you. Someone has my eyeshadow.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.